Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Stuart Wiggins. He's with Induna Advisors, where he brings resources together to help scale your business. I have Rick Alcantara. He does public relations, digital marketing, and crisis communications at Rick Alcantara Consulting. And I have Dr. Rhonda Bopinza Zimmerman. She's the Director of Fitness and Wellness at Global Trans and a professor at Grand Canyon University. The question I have for you today: where is the balance between giving someone an out to save face and holding them accountable? Stuart, it's a tough one. Can you kick us off?
Sure. I don't think that it actually requires balance, because it really depends on the relationship that exists in the first place. If it's a relationship between you and a subordinate, I tend to be highly loyal to subordinates unless there's theft involved. But I use that as a teaching tool so that they understand that we need to work more closely together so it doesn't happen again. I will not step forward and protect someone that I report to, particularly if they did something where there's ethics involved. Mm. When I was in my officer basic course, we had an exercise to determine how someone would respond if one of their family members was caught passing secrets. And I was in a study group for 6 months. Two people violated that, and I turned them in, and they didn't get their commission. So I think that there are some things that are, you have a higher standard that you have to rely on. I'm not a believer in giving a pass for something that you consciously made a decision, but I do have empathy. Okay. Mm.
It took me back to like a time where I entered a new environment and I wasn't treated in the most kind way. And I was kind of humiliated because I didn't follow a standard procedure, which I was not aware of, because where I come from, that was not the way we ran things. And I just remember what that felt like, the way I was humiliated. And I've always thought to myself, I would never want to make someone feel less valued as a human. Mm. So I just don't cater to that. So for me, when I see that maybe there's an issue with integrity or somebody's not, you know, contributing or meeting the expectations of whatever the job or the relationship is, it's about having those intimate conversations in quiet, like pulling them aside and then bringing maybe to their attention the way they're treating another person that may make them feel devalued. Mm-hmm. And in turn, also not showcasing the best in that, in themselves as well. I think, you know, sometimes it's really hard to have these conversations. Like, we want to step in or we want to say something. And there's a fear component too. I know for me, I'm more of a soft skill kind of person. I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but then also give them the tools to maybe correct the issue or explore maybe why they're responding or doing something in a way that's challenging their integrity. Mm-hmm.
Rick? I viewed this from a sports perspective, because I coached youth sports for 24 years. I started when I was five, and I coached soccer. I coached baseball for a couple seasons, basketball for a couple seasons. And during all that time, I saw other coaches just berate players, especially if it was their own kid. It was sad to watch. And all those years, 24 years, I never yelled at a referee. I never yelled at a player on the field about something they did, even if it was just something stupid that gave up a goal. You know, I would basically want to pull them off the field, you know, send a substitute in for them, have them come right to me, say, this is what I saw, this is what I want you to improve. And then first chance I get, put them right back in. I'm not going to yank them off the field, have them sit on the sideline for the rest of the game because they goofed up something. Because when somebody's just yelling at a kid, they're going to get discouraged and they're going to get disillusioned and they're going to want to drop out of the sport because they just don't want to deal with those headaches anymore. So basically just kind of give them a coaching session and have them move on.
So what I'm hearing you all say is do it in private, first of all, given the opportunity, try to do it in private. But Stuart, I want to go back to your point that if it's life or death kind of situations, those aren't things that you give someone an out on, private or otherwise, like you just don't do it. And I think for me, this is something I think about with clients. When I send them a proposal and then they don't get back to me, the first thing I think I want to do is like say, oh, you know, if you don't want to do it, never mind. And then I'm like, wait a minute, no, that's the wrong answer. And I have to be able to kind of pull back on that and say, like, stand that ground and hold them accountable. You said you wanted to do this work. You asked me for a proposal. I drew one up for you. What are you doing? Right. And I think that's hard. That balance is hard for me because I want to be able to just say, oh, if it's going to be awkward, and I'm supposed to be the conflict person and I can be as conflict avoidant as anybody else.
Well, I agree with you. And I probably should have qualified up front because I really should ask what the definition is of a pass, as you say, what that pass is. I mean, I actually had a client recently. I didn't bill her right away. I did the work in terms of, it was a staffing model, put a lot of work into it. All she had to do is plug the numbers in. I sent it to her. Then she ghosted
me. Oh, yeah.
And she's continued to ghost me. So that's why I say in some areas I draw a harder line. I like Rick's example. I mean, with children, so it really depends on the audience, as I hear him say. In his audience, you have to communicate differently for it to be effective. But like, one example I use is I worked for a company and there were truck drivers involved. And my boss told me, because we were the board to determine guilt or innocence, he said, every driver is going to be guilty. Well, how can every driver be guilty? And a driver actually got in an accident and it was something really obscure, but his speed was like 2 miles over the speed limit. And my boss made the argument. He said, if he wasn't going 2 miles over the speed limit, then he wouldn't have been there at that place at that time. Well, I said to him, nobody's that precise in their driving. Show me somebody who is, and I will acquiesce to your decision. Mm. So I'm not a believer in the pass. I questioned his ethics, and I didn't last very long much after that.
You know, the people that never get a pass are people that work in customer service, you know, and my philosophy, if I have to approach a company about some issue I have, is I'll contact the customer service function. If I can't get satisfaction, I'm not going to yell at the person. They don't know me personally. They don't know what the issue was necessarily. They're just answering a phone call. And if I can't get satisfaction from them, I'll say, let me talk to your supervisor. If I can't get satisfaction from them, let me talk to your supervisor. My other approach is there's always somebody regulates your industry. So if I have to, I'll go to the regulator. I'll go to the congressman. I'll go to my senator. You know, I've had to do that in cases. You know, many years ago, my mortgage was purchased by a different company and my escrow was taking care of my property taxes. But for some reason, the mortgage company wasn't paying my taxes. And this went on for almost 3 quarters. And I kept calling and calling and calling, couldn't get any satisfaction. So finally, I tracked down the number for the CEO's office, made a call there and said, look, I need you to fix this. And if you don't, then I'm going to contact your bank regulator, my congressman and a reporter I know at the Philadelphia Inquirer. And they were unresponsive. So I contacted the regulators. I contacted the reporter. He ran a story, found out that the company had done this to hundreds of people. And then it became a front page story on the business page of the Philadelphia Inquirer. And within like 2 hours after the paper published, I got a call deeply apologizing and they fixed my issue.
Wow.
But you know, I could give a pass to the customer service person, but you know, again, I could yell at them all day and nothing would happen. So yeah, let them save face.
Yeah. And I think that's the challenge, right? Is just because you don't want to embarrass someone, like there's a way to get satisfaction without being mean, hateful, and embarrassing someone. That's very different from giving them a pass. That's a good point, Stuart. And thank you for that example, Rick. I appreciate it.
When this question first came up, it took me back in time to when I was in a new school, a new situation, and I turned in an assignment and the teacher, I had ripped it out of my notebook and I didn't know that that wasn't the thing that you're supposed to do in Catholic school. And she threw this paper back at me in the middle of the classroom with all these students. And I'm in an environment, I don't know these people. Like, she crushed my spirit. And I think for me, like through school, I was less apt to participate, raise my hand, think creatively. I was not able to concentrate or communicate effectively because I was outed in a way that really, had she just said, oh, great job, gave me some feedback. And oh, by the way, this is our process for the way we submit paper, and had that heartfelt conversation with me and treated me like a human, I would have probably enjoyed school more, other than physical fitness classes, which I always loved, anything academic. I just tuned out because of the way I was treated. So sometimes in leadership roles, we don't think maybe the way we're communicating with a team when they're doing something that's not up to standards, is we're doing it in a way that there's a coachable moment where we can teach them and grow them and develop them so that they can see how to improve, or maybe this just isn't the best fit for them. So it's important to have those conversations and have a workplace environment where everyone practices what they preach, treat each other like we would like to be treated. So
As an adult, I think it's inappropriate to ever use a child as a bad example in a public setting. it's inappropriate. And that, so I think going back to this whole question of when do you give someone a pass, I think the answer to that is they may not need a pass to save face, but they need you to not out them in public and be obnoxious mm-hmm. in most situations. So thank you for having this conversation with me. That is our 10 minutes. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.